إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، it's always a pleasure to welcome all of you to our classes here at Masjid al-Tawheed. As every morning after Fajr in Saturday, we continue reading من الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد, the explanation of كتاب التوحيد by our beloved Shaykh, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى. This is one of his books that he has explained كتاب التوحيد. This one here is a very summarized one. We're still in a chapter that we started last Saturday, chapter number 14, according to the English translation of كتاب التوحيد. باب قال شيخ الإسلام الإمام المجدد محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى, باب من الشرك أن يستغيث بغير الله أو يدعو غيره سبحانه. To seek help in other than Allah, which is istighatha, or to invoke other than Him, is an act of shirk. Is an act of shirk. The Shaykh mentioned the difference between istighatha and dua. Istighatha and dua. He says that because this term istighatha لا تكون إلا من المكروه. Everybody invoke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of ease and times of difficulty. But the mustaghith is the person who seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by invoking Allah in times of difficulty, in time of distress. Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned a couple of ayats. The first proof that was the ayah 106 in Surah Yunus. Alhamdulillah, we read to you the explanation of that last week. Likewise, he mentioned the other ayah that follows it in Surah Yunus as well, 107. We continue today . He brought the other proof, actually another ayah, number 17, Surah Al-Ankabut. We read the explanation of that as well last Saturday. We continue as the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he brought two ayahs from Surah Al-Ahqaf. قال الله تعالى ومن أضل ممن يدعو من دون الله من لا يستجيب له إلى يوم القيامة وهم عن دعائهم غافلون وإذا حشر الناس كانوا لهم أعداء وكانوا بعبادتهم كافرين. And who is more astray than one who calls and invokes besides Allah such as will not answer him till the day of resurrection, and who are even unaware of their calls to them? And when mankind are gathered on the day of judgment, they, meaning the false deities, will become enemies for them and will deny their worshipping. The Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan says, من أضلوا إلى أحد أشد ضلالا. There is no one that is more astray than these people because of their actions, since they call upon people who doesn't have the ability to answer their call and their invocations. They cannot answer the supplication nor the invocation of the mushrikeen. Because those who call upon other than Allah, they mushrikun. They commit shirk. Because the dua ibadah, as we learned in the previous classes, the dua is ibadah. Dua is an act of worship. So therefore, it should be devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tad'u Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't call upon angels, nor prophets or messengers, nor righteous people who are dead in their graves. Rather, dua is an act of worship, is ibadah. Should be devoted for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La tad'u illa Allah. You invoke only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ma'na al-ijmali lil-ayatayn. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, give us the general meaning of these two verses in Surah Al-Ahqaf. Surah Al-Ahqaf. Surah 46. Yaqulu hafidhahu Allah, أن الله تعالى حكم بأنه لا أضل ممن دعا غير الله من المخلوقين ممن لا يقدر على إجابة دعوته في الدنيا ولا يشعر بدعاء من دعاه. He says, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, in these two verses there is a ruling from Allah سبحانه وتعالى, a judgment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no one is more astray. No one is more astray than the one who invokes other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the Creator being. There is no one that is more astray than the one who invokes other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Invokes the creation. Those who do not have any power nor ability to answer his call in this life. وَلَا يَشْعُرُ بِدُعَاءِ مَنْ دَعَاهُ. And those they call upon, they're not even aware of their invocations. Like those who call upon the dead people in the grave. Those people dead in the grave, they're not even aware of those people who are invoking them. You find a human being, Allah give him intellect and bestow upon them many bounties, and they stand at the grave of someone calling them, oh so and so help me, oh so and so give me this and give me that. They're not even aware that they're standing at their graves and invoking them beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can someone in his mind go to an old deserted house that's been deserted for years? Nobody lived there. There is no door, and he's ringing the bell, or he's knocking, and he's standing there knocking. Anybody there? Ain't nobody there. If somebody does that, people think he's crazy, majnoon. Allah al-Musta'an. وَإِذَا قَامَتِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَجُمِعَ النَّاسِ عَادَ مَنْ دَعَاهُ وَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. سبحان الله. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the Day of Judgment, when the people are gathered in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now they will become enemies to them. And they will free themselves from them. Those objects that they worship beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they used to invoke beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will take them as their enemies. And they will free themselves from them. فَلَيْسَ هَذَا الْمُشْرِكِ إِلَّا فِي نَكَدٍ فِي الدَّارَيْنِ. Subhanallah. The mushrik is having nothing but hardship in both dwellings, in this life and in the hereafter. Subhanallah. The mushrik have no happiness, have nothing but hardship and misery, in a both dwellings, in this life and in the next. لا يحصل على إجابة في الدنيا. Subhanallah. He doesn't get an answer in this dunya from those objects they call upon. And certain people, when they go call those, and then Allah gave them something, they think that because of those dead people in the grave. So Allah salam wa al-afiyah. So they don't get the answer to the invocation from those people in this life, and yet on the hereafter they will become their enemies. تشهد عبادته في الآخرة أحوج ما يكون إليها. Especially on يوم القيامة, when the people are going to the Jannah and others are going to the hellfire. And the mushrik who used to worship such person or such besides Allah, they were counting on that on يوم القيامة. They were counting on that. But then, subhanAllah, what a terrible decision they have made in this dunya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He saved us from shirk, to protect us from it and from falling into it. May Allah, we say the make dua that Ibrahim alayhi salam used to say, Rabbi jnubni wa baniya an na'bud al-asnam. Rabbi jnubni wa baniya an na'bud al-asnam. As Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, one of the great messengers, min ulil azm, and he used to make this dua, Oh my Lord, protect me and my progeny, my offspring, from worshipping idols. مناسبة الآيتين للباب. Then the Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan mentioned the relevance of these two verses into this chapter. قال أن فيهما الحكم على من دعا غير الله بأنه أضل الضالين وأن الدعاء عبادة فمن صرفه لغير الله فهو مشرك. Says the Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى shows these two verses as a proof in this chapter, because they contain a ruling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a hukum, a ruling from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against anyone who invokes other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no one that is more astray than such a person. No one that is more astray than such a person who invokes other than Allah, call upon other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that because dua. A dua is an act of worship. A dua u ibadah. Dua is an act of worship. And whoever devoted that act of worship for other than Allah, such a person is a mushrik, walayyadu billahi, is a polytheist. ما يستفاد من الآيتين؟ نعم يا أخوان. What are some of the benefits we may deduct from these two verses? نعم حسين.
One is more straight than someone who calls upon other than
Allah. أحسنت. وهو كذلك. بارك الله فيك. نعم. أحسنت لقمان وكذلك بارك الله فيك عبد القيوم. لا بأس. That's from the explanation. أحسنت وكذلك. نعم جزاكم الله خيرا. أولا, number one, from the benefits that the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan حفظه تعالى brought from these two verses of Surah Al-Ahqaf, قال أن الدعاء عبادة فمن دعا غير الله فقد أشرك الشرك الأكبر. That dua, remember, because this chapter is about dua, That's one of the key words in this chapter. He says dua is an act of worship. When you make dua and you raise your hand and you say, "Oh Allah, help me, oh Allah, grant me this, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, grant me health, oh Allah, guide my family to Islam, oh Allah, keep us firm," and this and that, that's a dua, that's an act of worship. And should be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, anyone who invokes other than Allah has committed major shirk. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Number two, بَيَانُ شَقَاوَةِ مَنْ يَدْعُو غَيْرَ اللَّهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Likewise, this ayat shows clearly the misery, the distress, and the suffering, and the painful suffering of anyone who calls upon and invokes other than Allah in this life and in the hereafter. They're miserable because their hearts are attached to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who trusts Allah and worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his affairs are wonderful, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us in an authentic hadith. Wonderful his affairs. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ وَلَيْسَ هَذَا إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. The affairs of the believer are wonderful. And this is for no one except for the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ شَكَرٌ فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ. When the believer enjoys the bounties of Allah, things he wants or she wants, they get them from Allah, they thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They thank Allah for health, for serenity, for tranquility, peace of mind, for safety of themselves, of their wealth, of their children in a crazy world. But you're secure, you're safe, alhamdulillah, where others are not. You're healthy where others are sick. You have sound minds when people, they lost it long time ago. It's not always money if you don't have money. And you think this is the end of the road. Okay, you don't have money, so what? Look what you have that is priceless. Sound mind, health. You have this guidance to Al-Islam. You have Tawheed, talking about I'm broke. You're not broke. Money can get you a spot in the Jannah, man. Tawheed is guaranteed if you die upon it. So you should be happy. It's not like, oh, I don't have money, I'm this, and you change your life around, and you are miserable, and you're terrible life, and you now you don't. Nah. You got things that have no price. Got guidance. You worship Allah where many people around you doesn't. They do not. They commit shirk. And you thank Allah and say, Alhamdulillah. What would you rather have? Being upon the deen and tawheed? And you still have what, alhamdulillah, you have enough to go by? Or have billions, be number one, the most rich person, but you have no tawheed in your heart, no guidance? Who's in his right mind will choose the other path? Naam. Look how miser and the life of hardship that the mushriks they have. Because Allah tells us in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Whoever turns away from this remembrance, from Islam, from Quran, from the Sunnah, from Tawheed, what this person will have? Allah says, that person certainly shall have a life of hardship in this life. A life of hardship. They have no tranquility, no peace of mind, nothing. No comfort, no ease. Yes, they may have big houses, big cars, a lot of money, this and that, but they can't go to sleep. They're missing the best things in this life. Sweetness of Iman. And they cannot buy it in a JNC store. Cannot buy it at Walmart. It cannot be made for them like those people, limited editions, because they have money. Nothing can be made from them from this. This comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give it to whom He loves and whom He wills. So thank Allah, for He has chosen you to be from His believing servants, righteous slaves who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because if you continue upon this tawheed and upon guidance, it's just a matter of a time, man. The angel of death come, you take your soul. If he take it upon tawheed, upon sunnah, upon righteousness, inshallah you'll be in Jannah. So why you worry about somebody who making money but he's not making no moves towards the Jannah? La ilaha illallah. So their misery in this life and in the hereafter is even worse than the hereafter. When they stand in front of Allah, and those who they used to call upon, they tell them, man, we don't know you. They become their enemies, wal-iyadu billah. Number three, and the shirk huwa a'zamu ad-dalal. Likewise, another benefit, that shirk is the greatest of all misguidance. Now, people, they can be misguided in many ways. This is the worst. Shirk. Nas'al Allah as-salama wal-afiyah. Number four, إثبات البعث والحشر للجزاء. Likewise, these two ayats are amongst many ayats in the Quran that affirm the resurrection. And that the people will be gathered in front of their Lord. It's not about you die and that's it, it's over. No, it's not over. It's not over. Yes, it's over in this life. Death brings an end to the life of this world. And nobody, no U-turn. Nobody comes back. But it is not over. Naam, people, they will be resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will gather in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what? For reward and retribution. Number five. أن الأوثان لا تسمع من دعاها ولا تستجيب له عكس ما يتصور المشركون فيها. This ayah is a clear proof that the idols whom the mushriks turn to and invoke and call and talk to them and beg them and cry in front of them, they don't hear those who invoke them. And this is a reality. But unfortunately, those mushriks, they think that these idols hear their invocations. Number six, أن عبادة الله وحده فيها خير الدنيا والآخرة. That worshiping Allah alone, this guarantees happiness and good in this life and hereafter. No. Because when you worship Allah alone and depend upon Allah, you're under Allah's protection. And if you're under Allah's protection, that's all you need. You don't worry about anything else. And your life become in order. You will have a life of serenity, tranquility, peace of mind. You will be happy. And this is how we benefit from Islam, from Tawheed. Because we have to really know what this dunya is about. If we continue to evaluate things and value things according to how much I have and how easy I'm going to get that car, that house, no, this is not the case. Evaluate how easy Allah has made for you to stay on the path of the Jannah. That's how you do it, how you look at it. How easy Allah has made for you to pray, to get up and pray where people are asleep. How easy Allah made for you to read the Quran while people are reading something else. How easy Allah made for you that your heart is attached to the Jannah. That your heart, that your mind, you're always thinking about Allah, thinking about the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Shaykh mentioned another ayah in Surah Al-Naml. قال الله تعالى أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Another proof the Shaykh mentioned is the ayah 62 in Surah Al-Naml. Is not he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who responds to this, to the distressed one when he calls him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth generations after generations? Is there any true God with Allah? Is there any other God with Allah? Little is that you remember. يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى في المعنى الإجمالي, in the general meaning of this verse, يحتج تعالى على المشركين في اتخاذهم الشفعاء من دونه سبحانه وتعالى بما قد علموه وأقروا به من إجابة الله لهم عندما يدعونه في حال الشدة وكشفه السوء النازل بهم وجعلهم خلفاء في الأرض بعد أمواتهم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah established the argument against the polytheists. Show them that they are wrong by them taking intercessors besides him subhanahu wa ta'ala. By calling upon them, invoking them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though these people, they know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone answer their calls. Because they know the mushriks, we have other ayats, that when they are in the real trouble, they don't call upon their idols. They call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they are in their boats and ship, and they are in a real big storm, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know that Allah alone answers the invocation of the distressed one. And Allah has bestowed upon them many bounties by made them to inherit the earth generations after generations. After people died, Allah make them to inherit the earth. فإذا كانت آلهتهم لا تفعل شيء من هذه الأمور فكيف يعبدونها مع الله. Them, they know this. This is reality. They know these mushriks. Since they have this knowledge that their idols can do any of the things, so how they worship them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or along with Allah? Because the mushriks of Quraysh, they worshipped Allah. They didn't deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't say there is no Allah, there is no creator. No, they know. وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَةِ وَالْأَرْضَ يَقُولُ اللَّهِ. If you were to ask those mushriks who call upon idols, if you were to ask them who created the heavens and the earth, it says Allah. Who created you? Allah. They don't say the idols. But they worship, they commit shirk. والعياذ بالله فهم لا يتذكرون نعم الله عليهم إلا تذكرا قليلا لا يورث خشية الله ولذلك وقعوا في الشرك سبحان الله. They recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the creator, the provider. But then he says, Sheikh Fawzan, he says, they do not remember Allah except for a little. Look, Yaqwan, this is very important. They do not remember Allah except for little, so much so that this way they remember Allah doesn't make them fear Allah as they should, and that's why they fall into shirk. Those who remember Allah much, Allah saved them from shirk. They constantly remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking Allah, calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, But these mushriks, the Shaykh Fawzan, he says, since they remember Allah only a little, he was not enough, it's not enough to bring that fear in their hearts, that love and the khashya in their hearts for their Creator, that's why it was easy for them to fall into shirk. Because the one who loves Allah, if they told him, call upon other than Allah, he's like, why? That's impossible. Allah is sufficient for me. No one is better than Allah that I can turn to. Even in the dunya we know these things. If you're really going through some trouble, and you want some money, to borrow money, you want help or whatever, and they send you to two persons from the creations. One is a billionaire, and he's known to help the people. You go to him, how much? 10,000, here you go. He give you a check of 20,000. Generous person. But then there is another person who has no money, man. He's standing in a row, maybe, trying to get something himself. Now, who you go to? See, take no brainer, man, to find out. Somebody who's broke, you're going to go to him just like you. He's standing in the row. Yo, can you help me out? Help me out for what, man? He don't have it. Now, you're going to go to the one who have it. We understand this. Likewise, subhanAllah, it's amazing. People, they pray. Dhuhr, Fajr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. They fast Ramadan. Maybe they made Hajj. They say La ilaha illallah. They hear the Adhan. Some of them call the Adhan. And then they go to after Salat al-Asr, by saying La ilaha illallah many times in tashahud, by repeating with the muadhin, and then what they go to some grave, cry, help me out, my mother is sick, I'm coming to you, SubhanAllah. So, but when you hear things like this, when you know there are people like this, the first thing come to your mind is to thank Allah for guidance. To say Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma abtalahum bihi. You praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving you from the affliction and the trial that they are put through. And then you make dua that Allah keep you firm and never put you on that path. Because the hearts are in Allah's hand. He turns them as He wish, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet ﷺ used to make that dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Oh Allah, you turn the hearts. The turner of the hearts, keep my heart firm upon your religion. Munasabatu, and then, if you are from the people who are qualified, of course, you help those people. You call them to tawheed. That's the da'wah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, da'wah salafiyyah. Da'wah Salafiyyah Mumayyaza. They focus on the safety of the people. They want the people to be safe in this life and the hereafter. Not the da'wah of a Hizbiyyah, Ikhwan al-Muslimin, and whoever follow them. They just focus on politics. They just cater their da'wah so that they can get more people rallying behind them so they can vote for them. They care less about Tawheed. People in their countries are making shirk wal-iyadu billah, calling other than Allah, but regardless, like Sufis and Tabligh, who they say now Tawheed divide the Ummah. Look, he says, look, we got all these beautiful people gathered together having fun, but if we call them Tawheed now, we're going to split the ranks wal-iyadu billah. What fun can come from shirk. What fun. Is shirk funny for real? Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. Munasabatul ayah lil-bab. Then the Shaykh says the relevance of this verse, this chapter, قال أن فيها بطلان الاستغاثة بغير الله لأنه لا يجيب المضطر ويكشف السوء النازل ويحيي ويميت سواه. This ayah is a clear proof that shows the voidness and falsehood and invalidity, that's not valid, the falsehood of those people who call and invoke other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of distress, in times of hardship. Because no one answers the call of such people except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one removed the hardship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one caused life and death except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما يستفاد من الآية number one لضيق الوقت أولا بطلان الاستغاثة بغير الله فيما لا يقدر عليه إلا الله. It is futile to turn and invoke others in matters that no one has the ability to answer except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore it is shirk. It is futile, first. It will no benefit. A dead person can't help himself. How are you going to help others? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Number two, أَنَّ الْمُشْرِكِينَ مُقَرُّونَ بِتَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ وَلَمْ يُدْخِلْهُمْ ذَلِكَ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ The mushrik, the polytheists, they agreed to Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. They know that Allah is the creator, the provider. But still, them acknowledging Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, didn't enter them into Islam. So they have to fulfill Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, or Tawheed al-Asma wa-Sifat. Number three, al-Istidlalu ala Tawheed al-Ilahiyyah bi Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Likewise, this is one of the ayahs that are clear proof that Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is used as a proof that if someone recognizes the Lordship of Allah, it should be easy for them to worship Him alone. If they say He is the... If the people believe in the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the only true God, the one who provides and the like, then they should worship Him alone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. As al-Imam Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahu wa ta'ala in his other book Kitab Al-Thalathat Usul qala al-Khaliq li hadhihi al-ashya' kulliha huwa al-mustahiq lil-ibadah. When he mentioned many acts of worship, then he says the one who alone creates all these things, actually he mentioned many creations, the heavens, the earth, the sun, the moon, and many other things. It says the one who create all these things alone, so therefore he alone deserves to be worshipped alone without any other partners. Number four, from the benefits, al-ihtijaju ala al-mushrikeen bima aqarru bihi ala ma jahaduh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used a proof against the polytheists. That which they acknowledge, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, used against them. Used against them as related to that which they deny. Because they deny the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tanaqul. It's amazing. They recognize Him to be the only creator, the only one who has the power and ability to create alone with no partners. He alone is the one who provides, but then they go and worship other beside Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't mind, we're going to finish this hadith so you can conclude this chapter. قال وروى الطبراني بإسناده أنه كان في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم منافق يؤذي المؤمنين فقال بعضهم قوموا بنا نستغيث برسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من هذا المنافق فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنه لا يستغاث بي وإنما يستغاث بالله. Then the Shaykh mentioned this hadith that is collected by Imam al-Tabarani with his isnad during the days of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was alive. There was a hypocrite. And this hypocrite, Shaykh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, he mentioned his name. عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول رأس المنافقين. He was the head of the hypocrites. This hypocrite who used to harm the believers. Some of them, meaning the believers, they said, come with us while we appeal to Allah's Messenger for assistance against this hypocrite. But the Prophet replied and corrected them. He said to them, verily no one should seek to me for assistance. Indeed, it is Allah who is to be sought for assistance and help. You do not seek refuge with me from this, but from Allah. Subhanahu, seek refuge with Allah. You seek refuge with Allah, not with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. المعنى الإجمالي, the general meaning of this hadith, قال الشيخ حفظه الله, لما قوي الإسلام كان هناك صنف من الكفار رأوا الدخول في الإسلام ظاهرا والبقاء على الكفر باطنا سموا بالمنافقين. When Islam becomes stronger in Medina, والحمد لله, the Muslim, they become strong. A group of the disbelievers, who they were disbelievers, they have this idea. And they thought that to express Islam outwardly and to stay upon kufr in their hearts and to conceal kufr, that will make them benefit in this life. Because now they will be counted with the Muslims. Even though in their hearts they have no Islam, they have kufr. These people, they were called munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Because they show something, but their hearts have something else. وَلَيَّادِ بِاللَّهِ وَكَانَ يَسْتُرُ مِنْهُمْ مِنَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْأَفْعَالِ مَا يُدَيُقُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And these people, they show Islam. They come to the masjid and pray and this, and they travel with the Muslims and they do things with the Muslims, but yet they used to harm the Muslims because they hate the Muslims because of the kufr they are upon. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ مَا حَصَرَ مِنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلِ حَتَّى طَلَبَ بَعْضُ الصَّحَابَةِ مِنْ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَفَّهُ وَزَجْرَهُ. And an example of that is this man, dear leader Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, al-Munafiq. He harmed the believers, so they went to the Prophet ﷺ and asked him for help, so that he may do something about this munafiq, to repel his harm away from the believers. وَالنَّبِيُّ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And the Prophet ﷺ, he is able to talk to this person. لكن لما كانت الصيغة التي تقدم بها إليه فيها إساءة أدب مع الله تعالى ما ينبغي أن تقال استنكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تعليما للصحابة وسد لذريعة الشرك وحماية للتوحيد. The Prophet ﷺ is able to talk to this guy, is able to warn him, is able to deal with him. But actually, the way they came about, the sigha, the expression that they used when they came to the Prophet ﷺ, it doesn't have adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sigha, just the way that they word the statements, and it shouldn't be said the way they said it. The Prophet ﷺ disapproved of the sigha of the way that they express themselves. And he taught them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they shouldn't use this expression, teaching the companions of one Allah alayhim the adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also closing the doors for anything that may lead to shirk. Anything that may lead to shirk. مناسبة الحديث للباب. In the Sheikh, he mentioned the relevance of this hadith to this chapter. إن فيه إنكار النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الاستغاثة بغير الله. The Prophet ﷺ has condemned and disapproved that a person may have this istighatha and seek refuge with other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ما يستفاد من الحديث. This is the last part of this hadith and also of this class. Number one, أنه لا يستغاث بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وغيره من باب أولى. Since it is not permissible to seek refuge with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, so therefore seeking refuge with other than him, that's even, subhanAllah, more futile. It's not permissible for a people to turn to the Prophet, oh Prophet, give me. No. Oh Prophet, help me. As there is a lot of ignorant people, they say, madad, madad, ya Rasulullah. Madad, help us, O Messenger of Allah. Get us out of this, O Messenger of Allah. No, this is shirk. They should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a singer in Morocco. This guy died. I hope he repented. Alhamdulillah. But he used to sing this, Madad, Madad, Ya Rasulullah. It's a song of shirk. And people, they display it in over there on the channels. And people memorize it. And they have fun, like, and committing shirk, they making statements of shirk. Now, there is a lot of songs, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ that have shirk. Songs. Songs are haram in itself, even if it's about tawheed. It's not permissible. What about a song that contains shirk? La ilaha illallah. Number two, الْإِرْشَادُ إِلَى حُسْنِ اللَّفْدِ وَحِمَايَةِ التَّوْحِيدِ. That also, people have to be taught how to use the right expressions. Sometimes a person, they just use bad expressions. Now we have to use the best expressions that and stay away from any expressions that is expression of shirk. That's another thing. In the Arabic language, you find the Arabs, out of ignorance, or whatever the case is, that they make, you know, subhanAllah, statements of shirk. Naam, statements of shirk. And they use them, you know, regularly in their lives. Now they have to be corrected, those statements. If anyone knows that his family making statements of shirk, even though it become a habit, it's like from the daily conversations. They don't pay much attention to it. But Allah taught you now. Allah taught you and make it easy for you to know Tawheed. Pay attention to what the people say. Like an example from the brothers who were upon Christianity and this. And you become a habit for them to say what? Jesus, right? They be mad. Ah, Jesus. What they mean with Jesus? They talking to somebody next from Dominican Republic, his name Jesus? Huh? What they mean with that? Abdul Qayyum. What they mean behind that? What is it? What people usually use when they say Jesus, when they say that? They calling upon him. Oh, meaning help me out. No, if somebody became Muslim, they don't do that. He become a habit. Now they know that shirk to call upon Isa alayhi salam, but he says it's a habit. They used to say it a lot. So now if you're around a brother like that, correct them. Say, akhi, can't do that anymore. And he's going to say, ah, astaghfirullah, a'udhu billahi, jazakallah khair, I forgot. Hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Number three, sadd al-turuq al-mufdiya ila shirk. The beauty of this religion, that it warns against something, but also it warns against anything that lead to it. Anything that lead to it. Number four, mashru'iyat al-sabr al-adha fi Allah. Likewise, this hadith display that we should be patient and endure the harms for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be on the path of tawheed, you're going to be harmed. People are going to make fun things to you. People are going to harm you in different ways. So what you want to do? Be patient. as those who are better than us, that were patients, the prophets and the messenger alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Number five, dhammun nifaq. Likewise, it's one of the many texts that talks about an-nifaq, that is something blameworthy. Wal-iyadu billah. Number six, tahrimu adhiyatil mu'mineen li'annaha min fi'il munafiqeen. Listen to this, ikhwan. This is a very important point. Along with all of these very important points, he says, harming the believers is haram. Harming the believers, causing any harm to the believers is haram, since it is from the actions of the hypocrites. Since it is from the actions of the hypocrites, from the traits of the hypocrites, harming the believers with the tongue, or harming them in their honor, or in their properties, or in their wealth, or in their blood. It's haram. People just run and talk about their brothers, or he's this, he's that, he ain't nobody. Oh, look at him, look at her. A'udhu billah. It's from the characteristics of the hypocrites. And we follow the way of the Salaf or the way of the hypocrites? Which one? We follow the way of the Salaf. The Salaf, they don't harm the believers. Who harm the believers? The hypocrites. So now if one of us sometimes come in contact with somebody, is like, oh, guess what, that brother? Ittaqillah fi nafsik. You're a Salafi, you claim you're Salaf. Oh yeah, I'm a Salafi. Who are you following in here? This is the akhlaq of the hypocrites. This is the characteristics of the hypocrite. It's not the characteristic of the Salaf. This is not from the characteristic of the Salaf to backbite your brothers and eat their flesh. See, this is how we correct the people. And if Allah wants good for that person as we want good for them, we all commit wrong. We all wrong ourselves. No one of us is perfect. But let us do something. But you have to have knowledge. Now you want to you follow the way of the Salaf. So you shouldn't follow the way of the hypocrites. And this is one of their ways. Min akhlaqi al-munafiqeen. Wal-iyadu billah, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzani says, to cause harm to the believers. Causing harm to the believers is from the actions of the hypocrites, wal-iyadu billah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us safe. Amen. And to make the Muslims and the believers safe from us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama taslima kathira.